The title of this story is The Paintbrush That Just Wanted to Help, a children's book for the children of the sensible. Written by Eric Dean. Read by Amber Jytronk. For RMHC, Oregon and Southwest Washington. The story begins that one day, all of the tools decided to build a new workshop where they could work on projects and build things together. Every tool knew its place and started work right away. The tape measure and pencil were measuring and marking lumber. "I'll measure twice to make sure," said the tape measure.
"Can I help?" asked the paintbrush.
"No thanks, this isn't your job," they replied. The shovel was digging out topsoil and the tamper was flattening and compacting the base.
"I have to make the ground very hard so it will support the concrete," said the tamper.
"Can I help?" asked the paintbrush.
"No thanks, we'll handle this," they replied.
The wheelbarrow, the water hose, and the trowel were mixing cement for the slab.
"Don't add too much water. Follow the instructions on the bag," said the trowel.
"Can I help?" asked the paintbrush.
"There's nothing you can do here," they replied.
They poured gravel over the base and concrete over the gravel.
"Hey, stay back," they told the paintbrush. "You don't want to fall in."
The tape measure was helping the saw cut the lumber.
"Measure twice, cut once," said the saw.
"Can I help you?" asked the paintbrush.
"Not really, but thank you," said the tape measure.
The trowel and level were leveling the foundation while the mallet was setting the anchor bolts into the wet cement.
"If the foundation isn't level, the whole workshop will be slanted," said the level.
"Can I please help?" asked the paintbrush.
"I'm sorry, paintbrush, but this isn't your job," said the mallet.
The hammer and the tape measure were building walls while the drill and the wrench were setting the walls onto the anchor bolts.
"Make sure the concrete is dry before we put anything on it," said the wrench.
"Can I do anything?" asked the paintbrush.
"You can be patient," they replied.
The hammer worked very hard nailing up plywood to cover the wall frames while the mallet put the windows in.
"I have to be very careful not to break the glass," said the mallet.
I can help," said the paintbrush.
"Not yet," they replied.
The hammer was tired but kept working hard to put the roof on while the stapler put the shingles on the roof.
I can take over if you're tired," said the paintbrush to the hammer.
"No, thank you. This is my job," said the hammer.
The paintbrush was sad.
"I just wanted to help," said the paintbrush.
"But no one will let me do anything."
The paintbrush thought no one wanted him around, so he decided to leave.
"Wait," said the hammer. "We need you."
"No, you don't," said the paintbrush.
"I've been trying to help you all day, and none of you would let me do anything. I just wanted to do my part, but now you've finished the workshop without me. I can't do anything. I'm worthless."
"That's not true," said the hammer. "Every tool is designed for a certain job. Some of us get used more than others, but each of us have an important job to do.
I drive nails. No one else can do that as well as I can. They can try, and they may succeed, but they'll never do it as well as I do. You have a job too, Paintbrush, and no one can do it as well as you can.
Well, what is my job? Asked the Paintbrush. I tried to help at every step of the process, and now the workshop's done.
No, there's still one job to do before the workshop is finished. And it's a very important job. It's your job.
Let me show you, said the hammer.
The paintbrush learned that his job was to paint, and none of the other tools could do it as well as he could.
Not only does the paint look good, but it helps to protect the wood and make it last longer, said the hammer.
The workshop looks great, said the tape measure. The paintbrush was happy and satisfied with his work.
Now, said the hammer, the job is done. Good work, everyone.
The end.